unfortunate for us that it went through and it killed all the trees in this area that we had planted with pines that were established back in 1986 and 87. So they were 26 and 27 years of age. They were just primed ready for harvesting in the next year or so.
So what happened to those logs? Were they useless, rendered useless?
Well, one of the unfortunate things about Pinus radiata that I guess a lot of your listeners would know is that unlike eucalypt forests, which they have the ability to reshoot and recover, Pinus radiata doesn't have any of that sort of built-in mechanisms to reshoot and recover, and therefore when the fire went through, it killed those trees, and that opens them up for rapid degrade from pests and diseases.
So what happened then? What were you intending to do with the wood?
Yeah, well, we had to act pretty quickly, of course, because time was against us, and acting in, at the same time as we had our field people fully involved with the fire suppression and patrolling, and they were involved with that for many weeks. So we made contact with the local processors that would have been handling the trees that would have came from that site if the fire hadn't been burnt. Unfortunately, they were unable to take the logs because the logs weren't suitable for their processing after the fire.
So did you deliberately then go searching for a market where you could possibly offload the logs?
Yeah, that's right, Tony. That's exactly what we did. We went and then engaged our international sales team, who have got a number of contacts, particularly through China. Fortunately, they've been able to secure a customer in China.
So what will those logs be used for? Have they told you?
Yeah, what we've gathered is that the customer is going to peel a lot of these logs for veneer sheets and then apply them into a plywood, particularly for construction plywood, which is used in a lot of concreting and applications such as like that. Some of the other logs would be sawn, again, for making into packing and such like for the construction sites that they've got over there. What would they have been worth? Yeah, some hundreds of thousands of dollars off that site we would have been able to achieve if the fire hadn't have gone through. But look, we've had to balance all this up in relation to clearing the site so that we can re-establish it. I'm not aware of the exact return that we've got from the site, but I'm aware that it is a positive return.
And how many tons of logs will be shipped to China?
We're going to have two shipments. The first one will go shortly, which will be about 15,000 tonne, and then about 10,000 tonne in a month or so's time.
So what do the logs look like?
External bark's been severely burnt and they've got charcoal all around them. We've debarked those logs. Internally, they've got a little bit of internal checking occurring. Some staining is starting to become evident because of the age since the trees have been killed.
But all in all, it's ended up a pretty good story.
This is a good story for us, considering where we thought we were at a few months back, which when we feared the worst was going to come upon us. It's ended up being a good news story for us.